Morning, Ireland. It's 14 minutes past 8. We heard from Phoenix, Arizona about an hour ago, where huge fires in that state, started by lightning on Friday, have killed at least 19 firefighters. That's the biggest loss of firefighters in the US in a single incident since 9/11. Arizona and other parts of the western US, including California, had near record temperatures over the weekend. Wade Ward of a devastated Prescott Fire Department in Arizona spoke to us within the past half hour.
Well, the Grand Mountain Hotshots, which are a part of the Prescott Fire Department here in Prescott, Arizona, were involved in a wildland incident that was in Yarnell. And the crew was, at the time, constructing fire line for a burnout operation. And we're uncertain at this time and have really no more details other than what was given in the press conference earlier today. But a tragic event happened, and we lost 19 firefighters.
Wade, can you explain to us what a hotshot fire unit does? Our reporter from Phoenix earlier was explaining that this isn't like going in with a red fire truck and a hose, that this is a different way of fighting a fire. Can you explain to us how it works?
Correct. A hotshot crew is a crew that's comprised roughly about 20 men or women. In this case, it was all men. And they make a direct attack on a fire using hand tools, chainsaws, and trying to remove the fuels from the fire. So this is an elite crew, hotshot, that make direct attacks on fires and try to keep them away from structures. That in this case, we had about 500 homes that were in jeopardy. And they go in ahead of the fire and try to construct fire line and, like I said, remove the fuel between the fire and the structures. Somewhat an unfortunate event happened, and they were caught in the middle of it.
My understanding is that they essentially have a tent over themselves to try and protect themselves from extreme fires like you're experiencing at the moment. It's a very dangerous job, but to lose 19 firefighters, this is the biggest loss of firefighters that your country has seen since 9/11. I know you don't know what's happened, but it must have been something pretty drastic to lose that many firefighters.
Yeah, there was. I can tell you that the crew that was on the ground there were incredibly highly trained professionals, and there was the best way I can put it. The scenario had to be the perfect storm where they had no chance to get out, and the deployment of the shelters are a very last resort, and apparently they were in this situation.
Wade, the fires haven't stopped. They're still spreading, and yet your firefighters will continue to have to try and fight these fires, not only under extreme conditions, but in the knowledge that you've just lost 19 of your colleagues. That's going to be a very difficult job.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult for me to even sit here and talk to you about it.
That was Wade Ward from the Prescott Fire Department in Arizona, who lost 19 firefighters overnight fighting fires in the western United States. 17 minutes past 8.